This is VTFM 96.9 Informing Minds reporting live from the Desmond Tutu Hall for the installation ceremony of Mr. Vincent Zwelibanzi Mtambo, the new Chancellor of Davao University of Technology. We are happy to have our new Chancellor, Mr. Zwelibanzi Vincent Mtambo. We will talk about his goals for the institution's future and the things he thinks should be accomplished first. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. I'm Zwelibanzi Mtambo Vincent, is the first name. Very glad and happy to have joined VUT as an institution, as the Chancellor for the next 5 years. I trust that I'll contribute to the growth of VUT, to the growth of the students, so we can come here and learn and go and serve in communities, in industry and commerce. It's a great institution. It has a long history. From 1966 as a technical college to today, when it is a university that is still thriving, still making progress, and all we have to do together is to make it greater and better for the future.
Thank you, sir. As the newly installed Chancellor of Davao University of Technology, what are your immediate priorities for the university in your first year as Chancellor?
The university is doing great work in the technical and technology and innovation space. We need to make sure that that legacy of capability is protected, but it's grown further because technology is moving ahead. The students that we graduate out of this university must be able to function in the bigger world, and that world is changing fast with artificial intelligence, with all sorts of innovation. So the laboratories that I've seen here that do all sorts of wonderful things must be enhanced, must be kept up to date, and must be made fit for purpose into the future.
Okay. So how do you plan to enhance the university's reputation in the field of technology and innovation?
The university has the responsibility itself, and every one of us, whether it be students, whether it is members of labor unions, whether it is members of the institutional forums, the Senate, all of us have the responsibility to make sure that the brand that is called VUT is known and respected and supported out there in the world. This is not a job for one person only or two people only. It's a job that belongs to all of us together. And for as long as we understand that and we can do that, then VUT has a chance of succeeding in its branding, in its name, and its ability to attract funds that it needs and other forms of support that it needs.
Can you please tell the Davao University community about some of the initiatives you will introduce to improve student engagement and support?
Well, I'm pretty new here, so I haven't engaged much with everybody. I have had time to spend time with the alumni that is former students, when they had a golf day about 2 or 3 months ago. That was my first contact with former students of the university. And I can tell you that I felt inspired by the fact that they were united amongst themselves. They were proud to have been associated with this university when they were students and now people who work in industry and commerce and elsewhere. So their own expectations are my expectation. That is to make this university a better place and one that can continue to produce leaders of tomorrow.
Okay, sir. How do you intend to address the challenges of diversity and inclusion within the university?
So this university is already full of diversity. It is full of people who want to work together, which is inclusiveness. Mine is to contribute my little bit to what I already find here. I'm not going to try and create something new. The foundations of diversity and inclusiveness are already here. And mine is just to contribute my whatever is possible from my side. Are you good?
I'm good, I'm good. Mr. Mtambo, we also understand that you are passionate about business. Is that right?
Yes, I'm passionate about many things.
Can you please enlighten us as to how you plan to strengthen the university's JEDNA partnerships and international presence?
Yeah, it is indeed the role of a chancellor to connect the university with many stakeholders outside of the university, whether they be business, whether they be political and government leaders, whether they're captains of industry and so on. So that is a natural terrain for a person like myself as a business leader and a person who's been in government and other platforms to connect the university as far as this is possible with other partners.
This is the last question for the day. I understand that you have a lot to do. With the ever-emerging technological trends in higher education and also institutions, yeah, having the responsibility to keep abreast of such technological trends,
yes,
what role do you see the university playing in addressing societal challenges through technology and innovation?
So VUT is already doing that. So VUT is already advancing the knowledge and applications of technologies, of all sorts of technologies, not only computers, but in the field of nursing, in the field of teacher education, in the field of engineering and so on. I saw some students in the field of the creative and visual arts who are doing paintings, drawings. I saw students who are in hospitality and tourism, and all of them are learning and are growing. So we're not going to create something new, we're just going to enhance and grow what is already here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is VUT FM 96.9 for your minds.